A computer chip containing the science experiments of a group of Australian school students is hurtling through space this morning, bound for the International Space Station. Students from seven New South Wales schools have been working on ways to make space travel easier. Overnight, their ideas, contained on a chip called Raspberry Pi, were fired into space on board a rocket launched in Florida. Stephen Smiley prepared our report.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff at about now.
Liftoff at the Kennedy Space Centre at Cape Canaveral, while at Sydney's Doonside Technology High School, students watch on as their own experiment takes flight too.
This one is not your ordinary school project, of course. It is going off the planet, literally.
Brendan Bagdar is one of the Doonside students whose science experiment is now hurtling to the outer reaches of the Earth's atmosphere. As part of a project with the space startup Cube Rider, the Year 11 student and teens from six other Sydney schools developed a computer chip for astronauts to measure temperature, light intensity and magnetic field lines.
I don't think a lot of schools around the world get the opportunity to do what my friends are doing. It's really amazing to it boggles my mind to even think about what is actually happening.
Scheduled for 2 minutes 27 seconds into flight.
The rocket launched by Elon Musk's company SpaceX is a cargo supplies flight which should reach the International Space Station late tomorrow.
MVAC engine chill has begun.
When it arrives, the astronauts will use the Australian student's chip called Raspberry Pi to send data back to Earth. Carlo Nicholas is in year 10 at Doonside.
Hopefully from the data that we receive from space, we can, you know, help the Mars colonization. There's a lot of problems that, you know, the engineers face.
The students taking part in this experiment are from schools across Sydney's southwest, and many are from disadvantaged backgrounds. The head science teacher at Doonside Technology High School is Kiti Shukla.
It was introduced to 20 interested kids. I received over 60 applications to be part of this. If you think about science, and if you think about how technology and maths and science work together, this is one of those projects where the kids are applying every skill that they have been learning in other subject areas and bringing it together to design something that is actually real world experiment and being done by real astronauts. Nothing makeup, nothing's been made by teachers, but it is the actual stuff. So there's been excitement from the very beginning.
I hope to think that our baby steps right now at such a young age will give us that extra boost in the future where we can make such a big difference, big and notable difference.
What an awesome experiment. That's Year 11 Doonside Technology High student Brendan Bagdar. Ending that report by Stephen Smiley and Natasha Robinson.